This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hey, it's Elizabeth, and we are going to do this a little bit differently today. I'm talking directly to you today, not to a group of people, just to you. We've had a bunch of Q&As lately, and I love that because I can be most helpful when I know what's going on in your world, your challenges, your struggles, your goals. You matter to me. My agenda here is to help you. So today, instead of speaking to the big group of you, I want you to know that I actually am speaking to you. I want you to put this episode in your back pocket. I want you to listen to it today, but I want you to save it so you can come back to it in a moment when you really need it. As if you were texting me saying, E, I'm having a moment. I need a little support. I've got you. I have those moments too, right? I can be in a funk. I can feel not motivated or just kind of down, just kind of blah. And sometimes because I'm tired or because I'm emotional, I fall into those moments of, I just don't even care. In those moments, I want you to come back to this. I want you to know that I am actually in your corner, actually fighting for you, for whatever that changes, whether it's a big thing and you want to lose some weight or you want to overcome binge eating, or it's a small thing and you're just trying to be more disciplined in getting up when your alarm goes off, decluttering your house or paying off debt. I am right here with you to help you. I know, even when you don't know, you don't feel it, or you doubt it, I know that you are strong enough in this moment to create a change. I know that in every moment, you are stronger than your past patterns. I know that you can lose sight of that when you're in the story of the habit. I always do this. This is the way it is. I'm good for a few days. I know you're stronger than that. I know you have the capacity in this moment and every moment to be stronger than that story, whether you convince yourself of otherwise or not. I know that in this moment and every moment, you are capable of making a strong choice, a great choice, a powerful choice just right now. I heard something the other day that really resonated with me. I've been thinking about it a lot, and I wanted to share it with you. And I don't want you to file this away in the interesting things file of your brain. I want you to hang on to this and use it as a tool. Someone said in passing that the word responsible or responsibility should be spelled with an A, not an I. That it should be response-able instead of responsible. It should be responsibility, because we always are response-able. We always have a responsibility. Whatever situation you find yourself in right now or later today or tomorrow or next weekend or when you're on vacation next month, in any situation you find yourself in, you feel like snacking as you prepare dinner, you want to unwind with a glass of wine, the bread basket on the table at the restaurant looks amazing, or you want to hit snooze and stay in bed. In every single one of those moments, in every single moment, period, you are response-able. You are able to choose your response in every single one of those moments. You have a responsibility, an ability to choose your response independent of what you want, independent of your past patterns. You get to choose. You always have that power to choose in any moment, and it is not as big and scary and hard as you are telling yourself it is. It's just a choice. It's not that hard. There are a lot of hard things in this world. Choosing the powerful choice, the strong choice, the choice of change is not as hard as you are telling yourself it is, and you are not incapable of making that choice. You are always response able. You always have that response ability. Stop telling yourself that habit just takes over. You choose. You always choose. And this is powerful. It can be your true superpower if you choose for it to be. In moments big and small. I had one of those small moments, tiny scale, just last night. I went over to my boyfriend's parents' house for dinner, and we had a good, clean meal. Grilled pork chops, salad, easy peasy, right? His mom had made homemade cookies. They were on the counter. I love cookies. I really do. I love sweet things. The point was made that she had made them from scratch. So everyone's like, oh, she made them from scratch. She makes great cookies. They're really, really good. I believe you, right? I believe you. And everyone there was having the cookies. But in that moment, and in every moment, I am response able. I have the ability to choose my response. And it is independent of the circumstance. The circumstance of somebody else preparing the food or offering the food does not remove my responsibility or your responsibility. The circumstance of everybody around me eating cookies doesn't remove my ability to choose my response. Even the fact that the cookies look good and I'd really love one doesn't remove or even diminish in any slight or major way my response ability. In every single situation, in every single moment, you have that ability to choose your response, and I do too. And it's not as hard as you are building it up to be. We have to step into this power, this ability that we always have to choose. We have to stop looking at this as so hard or automatic or out of our control. It's not. It's not out of your control. Not now, not ever. You always have that response ability. You are always able to choose your response. Stop stepping into weakness and making the circumstances bigger than you are, because they are not. Step into this power. I am response able. I have the ability to choose my response right now. Seek out those opportunities to practice stepping into that power, proving it to yourself. I want to tell you about one of my clients. She has been struggling with binge eating. And a few times she emailed me after a binge, emotional, frustrated, disappointed, upset, asking for my help. And she would go into detail on the problem and what led to it and how she talked herself into it and how this always happens and why can't I change? How disgusted she is with her choices. So I told her I wanted her to email me before choosing to binge. And I told her to put SOS in the subject line. Typically, I only respond to emails once a day. I usually check my email in the morning. So if I saw this SOS come in, I would know to stop what I was doing and respond. And I was willing to do that because I want to help her, right? So I said, before you talk yourself into the binge, email me the SOS. We're going to work through it in the moment where you're struggling with that choice instead of afterwards, because hindsight's always 20/20, and then you can beat yourself up, but it doesn't help us in that moment create change. She didn't do it. She emailed me again, but after choosing to binge again. So I repeated the request. I said, if you want to actually change, instead of just talking about wanting to change, you have to choose to make this a different pattern. And I'm not asking you not to binge. I'm just asking you to email me this SOS subject line beforehand so that we can work through it together. I can't make you do that. You have the ability to choose. It's up to you. If you want to change, instead of just hearing yourself talk about your intentions to change, do it. Now, like I said, I only check my email in the morning, So I knew that if she emailed me in the middle of the afternoon and I didn't see it till the next morning, I wasn't going to be helpful to her. So because I care so much and I want to help, and this isn't just like lip service, I started refreshing my email every 10 minutes. And I didn't know if I would hear from her that day or 4 days later, but that was a commitment. Now, if it was overnight, it was overnight. I wasn't going to stay up all night. But I kept refreshing my email, kept it open on my phone basically all the time when I was awake. And I did it on my mat during a Yogathon fundraising event on a Sunday. And that's when the email came in. I'm on my mat. There's 1,000 people on this stadium turf. And there I am looking like the jack-a-mole with her phone out. No apologies. It was the right choice for me at the moment. And I see the SOS come in. So I said to her, all right, the email, just some context for you. The email was all about the problem. What's wrong with me? Here I am again. It's been stressful, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, you can change right now, but you got to make a choice. You can either focus on the problem and victimize yourself, and this is so hard, and what's wrong with me, and I don't know why I turned to this. You haven't turned to anything yet. You get to choose. You have all the power that you could ever need to create change right here, right now, in this moment. In this moment, you are able to choose your response. In this moment, you have a responsibility. I can't make you choose it. And if you're choosing the drama and the woe is me, the problem, you probably won't choose to step into your power because you don't see it. And I'm telling you, it's there. I'm telling you, put a smile on your face. Recognize that you can choose. Either way, you are totally free. You are response able. You have the ability to choose your response. You have this superpower right now. You don't need to be different. You don't need to learn more. You don't need motivation. You have the ability to choose your response right now. Even though you haven't been using it, it's still there. It's always there. It'll be there tomorrow. It'll be there in 10 minutes. I said, so put a smile on your face. And just choose it this time. Don't tell yourself how hard it is, because that is a matter of convincing yourself. Just choose it this time. And I want to say that to you too. No matter how hard it feels, no matter how stressed you are or anxious, or no matter how blah your day has been, you are response able. You have right now the ability to just choose that thing, that progress, that growth, that discipline. And this is a chance for you to build up that belief, to practice that superpower, to be the change. So be the change. Step into your power. Do that thing. Choose to be, in this moment, the best version of yourself. Put a smile on your face and do that thing. If it feels hard, that is a feeling. It doesn't make it true. You have the ability right now. You are able now. You are always available. And do not forget that I am right here in your corner, a real person who's talking to you, who cares about you, who cares about what you are at, and who sees that you have the ability right now to make that alternative choice, to be the best version of yourself, to choose the best version of yourself. But you have to make that choice. I can't make it for you. All right? So let's do this just today, in this next moment, best version of yourself, best choice you can make. You are able to make it. There is nothing that can take away your ability to choose your response. Nothing. Emotion can't, circumstance can't, fatigue can't. You always have it. All right? You've got to make it, and I'm here to help you. Hard right turn, thinking about here to help you. Couple of things. Cinco de Mayo is coming up, one of my favorite holidays, and I put my menu plan up on the blog. So if you want to know what I will be eating over Cinco de Mayo weekend, I will link to it in the show notes. It's also up on the blog at primalpotential.com. Keeping it delicious and amazing and enjoyable, but also fat loss friendly. So those details are up on the blog right now. I will be, during Cinco de Mayo weekend, with a bunch of folks from the Primal Potential Masters Club. We are just hanging out together for the weekend, which I am so excited about. And we are going to be grilling. We're going to be doing burrito bowls. We're going to be doing actual burritos. Build your own burrito bowl. Build your own burrito bar. It is going to be a great time. And I'm sharing all the food details with you. And I'll also be sharing a bunch of other fun stuff as well, including hopefully we'll record a podcast together when we are out there. So stay tuned for that. But if you want to check out how we are cooking for a big group in case you're having a party or you want to cook for your family, how we are doing that in a way that we all enjoy the food and enjoy eating together and really celebrate in that way while also feeling really great about our choices. We got a couple of the meat boxes from Thrive Market. We're going to grill that up. We'll have leftovers to put over salads. We'll have options for our build your own burrito bowl and build your own burrito with Nuco coconut wraps. All those details and links are up on the blog right now, so check that out. And do not forget that, as of now, the wait list is open for the fall 2018 group coaching program. I'm not taking new clients over the summer. I will be working with veteran clients over the summer. But for the fall group, to learn more, to get on the wait list, you can go to the show notes. I'll link to it over there. You can go to primalpotential.com and hit the Work With Me tab and get on the wait list there. Or you can get on the wait list via text message if you are in the United States. To get on the wait list via text message, all you have to do is text the word FALL18, that's all one word, so FALL18, to the number 33444. So you just text the word FALL18, FALL18, to the number 33444. Here is what happens. So you text FALL18 to the number 33444, and you'll basically get a message that says, great, give me your email address. If you respond and you want to be on the wait list, just put your email address. No, hi, EB, love your podcast. Hi, EB, hate your podcast. Just your email address. If you add in anything else, an emoji, a thumbs up, whatever, it's not going to take. Just your email address. No frills. Keep it simple. And step into your power. You are always response able. Always, always, always. Right now, later today, when you're tired, when you're emotional, you have that responsibility all the time. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.